The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
It's all going to be okay, sir. Do not do it. Do not jump.
Hey, Chief. Sorry it took me so long to get here. So what's going on?
Jones, glad you're here. We've been trying to talk this guy down from that ledge for at least an hour.
Ah, another jumper. So what's the story this time? Wife? Girlfriend? Finances?
Nah, none of the usual stuff. He said he's afraid his team is in for a losing season.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So, who's he pulling for?
Auburn.
Auburn? Let me see that bullhorn.
Go ahead and jump, sir. You got nothing to lose. Just do it.
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
To the 40, to the 30, tail lights, touchdown, Auburn! Wow, they're not going to keep them off the field tonight. Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers Football, here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
And I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm your other host, Jay Webb, and you are listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. That's the two of us. All right, Stan. Well, here we are 2 weeks in a row. The Tigers are not looking too good. Tough defeats.
Yes, Jay. Second week in a row, we've come up on the short end of the score. Of course, obviously this past Saturday night was a much, much, much better performance by our Tigers than the week before against LSU. So there was some improvement. However, we're not into moral victories at Auburn, and so we'll have to just kind of look at what happened. But now you can pretty much sum up, Jay, what happened by our play in the what we're going to call the red zone, the red zone where we ended up getting basically three field goals. Well, the last field goal was in the in the second half was a long field goal, but. But really, Jay, the whole game turns on the two possessions inside the five. The first drive of the game, here comes Sean White, starting his first collegiate game ever.
Looking good.
Absolutely.
And came out looking great.
He did, and he drives us all the way down the field. We get down there on inside the five, around the 5 yard line on third down, and of course he scrambles to the to the right and throws back. That's one of those cardinal sins of football. They say, Jay, a quarterback never wants to throw back across his body to the middle, especially when you're that close to the goal line. And I think it was Will Redmond, the Mississippi State cornerback, who had. About a play or so earlier, mistimed one of Sean's passes and was completed. Well, this time he was kind of baiting Sean and stepped in front of the throw and intercepted the pass. So, of course, we get no opportunity for a field goal there to take the early lead, and we come up with zero. Now, State drives down the field. Of course, early in the game, Jay. Dak Prescott, who maybe the best quarterback in the league, senior, very poised. He's a big, strong kid. Well, behind that big Mississippi State offensive line, he basically sat back there. I think on a couple of plays, he was working on his tax returns. He had so much time. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I did. He just hanging out back there.
He was. And
big
pocket
just –
It was
wide
yeah.
open for him.
And
yeah.
so, of course, he got him all the way down the field and hit one of his receivers on a post route. where I think we had a safety that kind of froze on some play action or something on that play. But at any rate, they scored and took a 7-0 lead. And again, probably to me, Jay, of course, the state goes up 14-0. Auburn drives right before the half. And probably the pivotal series of downs for me for the whole ball game. We get inside the 1 yard line, and we get stuffed, and then we bring like Jeremy Johnson in. It's like we're going to run a power quarterback draw, so to speak. And then State calls timeout the last second. Well, during that timeout, Gus rethought what they wanted to do. They put Sean back in, and then of course the snap goes over Sean's head, and we have to fall on it. And then, as unbelievable as it seems, Daniel Carlson, our kicker, who's one of the best kickers in the conference. I mean, this kid is—he's great. But he misses basically an extra point, a 26-yard field goal, and we come away with nothing. So, we go into half down 14-0, and maybe even worse than that, we lose all the momentum. I mean, we looked at times really, really good in that first half, and Sean, honestly, Jay, didn't look like a kid starting his first game.
Yeah,
I mean, he made some first game mistakes, like I mentioned on that first throw interception. But I mean, if you look at this kid, the poise that he has, you can see the way he was, moving people around, hustling. And he just has a command of the field, of the offense, that, we haven't seen this year so far.
Yeah, they seem to be motivated by having him there.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, his teammates seemed like they had a little pep in their step. Mm-hmm. And I hesitate to say too much against – I mean, I love Jeremy Johnson.
Same here.
I think the coaches are more surprised than anybody that how things kind of – proceeded with Jeremy. I think they saw a Jeremy that they had not seen in the previous time at Auburn and then in fall practice and so forth. So, but Peyton Barber ran the ball hard. Kerryon Johnson was a highlight to me in the first half, but Jay seemed to disappear in the second half. So, I had somebody ask me about the offensive line. The offensive line that I've seen most of the plays, they've played solid. Now they've had a little. They had the injury to Avery Young against in Jacksonville, where everybody played out of position that game, and so they haven't had maybe as much work together. But some of the sacks in the second half, Jay, I think was due to maybe a tailback not picking up somebody in the blitz. Now, Avery Young had an unfortunate, a personal foul penalty where he got, his hand up against the Mississippi State guy's face mask, even though I think maybe some of that was being returned to him. But, sometimes, they don't see it both ways. But but he was, it was an infraction on him. So, you look at – there's a famous saying, Jay, that statistics are for losers, especially if you did lose the game, because the only stat that matters is the one that's up on that gigantic, massive scoreboard. That's right.
Yep.
And, Mississippi State 17-9, that's the one that mattered. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at this game, I mean, in my opinion, it was the best game Auburn's played this year, minus the almost unexplainable problems we're having down in the red zone. Now, again, Jay, let's don't sugarcoat it. This offense is struggling. This is not a Gus Malzahn offense that many of us have seen. I think, Jay, it was the first time since 2011 when Gus was the OC that we haven't scored. He didn't, his offense didn't score a touchdown in the game. So, something's going on, and far be it from me to question the master, but even some of the play calling. Now, one of the things that I noticed, and they even pointed out, we're substituting a lot of players.
Right. And, like almost every play they were saying that.
They were substituting. Well, what that does for Auburn is when you substitute, the defense has an opportunity to substitute. Mm-hmm. You're obviously not doing the hurry up.
Right.
We're not huddling, but right. We're not hurrying.
It's not the steamroller that it was.
That was in past season. So
that's right.
I think one of the things that Gus is, and I know he's working on this. I mean, a lot of times fans say, let me tell you what Gus ought to do. I got news for all of us. Gus knows probably better than we do what he needs to do. But
amen.
I think once we get a lineup where he puts people out there that can play every play. In other words, I heard him say that some of the substitution that they had to get people into the game because of the plays they wanted to run. In the past, he's been able to run virtually everything in his offense with one set of players.
I got you. Yeah.
And so once we kind of get to that, mm-hmm. where we don't have to substitute and we can go fast, I think that's going to make a difference. And with Sean in there at quarterback, Jay, you could see he had some, he had some decent runs in the game.
Sure.
He had four. His total yardage wasn't that much because sacks take away from your total, your rushing yardage for a quarterback. And so he had like four sacks. But, if you saw, he had some good runs. I think he can run. He's not afraid to run. I see why everybody was talking about his arm. He's got a live arm. I've been a little bit disappointed, Jay, in the wide receivers. And when I say disappointed, I mean Duke Williams is not, Coach Malzahn said today in a press conference, he's being doubled. Well, if they're double teaming Duke, maybe it's because we just don't have enough receivers right now. I mean, we've got guys like Melvin Ray. Ricardo Lewis was injured, as I found out. He was banged up.
Ah, I
guess. We've got a couple of, freshman receivers. I'll tell you what, Jay, I mean, we've been playing freshmen everywhere on defense, and some of these receivers, somebody's going to have to step up because we're just, to my unprofessionally trained eyes, it just doesn't seem like we've got a lot of guys open, you do see a lot of either we're really easy at times to read what we're going to be doing because seems like there's a lot of defensive guys in the area where our receivers are. So, but we definitely have got to get things in a what they call that NASCAR mode, where we're really getting first downs and moving the football, getting back to what, and we did a lot of that. Again, as I was talking about the statistics, if you look at total yards, number of plays, time of possession, that was all in Auburn's favor. So what we need to do, Jay, is going forward is, I mean, we can build off of Saturday's game against Mississippi State. We've got to, when we get in the red zone, when we get inside the 10, we've got to get touchdowns. Certainly not miss field goals, but even field goals, that's just not going to get it if we want to win these ball games. Defensively, I didn't talk a lot about it. Defensively, we played probably the best game we played all year. We've got to get – more pass rush somehow. They got their two touchdowns in the first half. Dak pretty much gets and the thing about it, Jay, you can't allow any quarterback, much less somebody like Dak Prescott, to sit back in the pocket and just kind of wait and look at his first, second, third. I go through five progressions before, somebody's going to be open. We got, and you hate to keep saying Carl Lawson, but it is really, really a shame. But hey, it is what it is. But I would love to see, what this defense might do with just a couple of impact players. Now, our linebacking play, again, to me, leaves a little bit to be desired. These guys are playing hard, but there's just not a lot of plays being made, by those guys. But, again, it's hard to argue with 17 points against a Mississippi State team as good as they are. Now, there may be some thoughts that once they got up and they saw how their defense was holding us out and they maintained a lead, that maybe they didn't try to do a lot except run clock.
Possible, yeah.
But anyway, so that's, it was improved. It was not what Auburn people wanted, not what I wanted, not what you wanted. We needed that win to go 0-2 in the conference. And again, people are just really getting restless and all that sort of thing. But here's the thing, Jay. We got San Jose State coming up this week.
Right.
A little bit about San Jose State. They are they're 2-2. Now they are coming off a big win this past week. They beat Fresno State, who played Ole Miss. Now Ole Miss scored a lot of points on them, but so did San Jose State. So now San Jose State, though, they played Oregon State. You know, a decent Pac-12 team. Played them within a couple of touchdowns. They did. Air Force beat them, pretty bad. And then they beat a New Hampshire team pretty bad. But I mean, this is a game that Auburn should win. Auburn's right. Got more players. I mean, Jay, we beat them last year 59-13. Now, of course, there is a few differences. Nick Marshall is gone. Cameron Artis Payne is gone. Sammy Coates may be one of the biggest guys we're missing, Jay, because when you had Sammy Coates out there and Duke Williams, that's Duke. Duke was a lot better when maybe he had single coverage.
Yeah,
and we haven't had anybody maybe step it up to the level that Sammy Coates, who I guess last I looked was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, but. You know, we handle San Jose State, but I tell you what, Jay, right now with Auburn, here's the thing. The Jack State game this year the players should never take anybody lightly again. I mean, if I know Jacksonville State's a really good, FCS team, but San Jose State is probably better than Jacksonville State. We have got to go out there, and Sean White needs to have a big game, because we got some big games coming up, Jay. I mean, we'll be off the following Saturday, but we traveled, soon to Kentucky. We're going to travel to a much improved Kentucky Wildcat team on a Thursday night. That place will be just going bananas, to have, the national TV audience. And here comes Auburn, and if we limp in there, if we don't beat San Jose State, Jay, then I don't know what you would say about the program.
We need to have that one in our back pocket.
I mean, we do. I mean, and we need to play hard. I mean, it won't be. If Auburn penalties and slop it around, you'll be going into the fourth quarter with a tight game. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Auburn really needs to figure out how to get this offense moving and how to execute, cut out the penalties and missed assignments and so forth. Defensively, we've got to find a way to get off the field on third down. I keep saying it every week, and I guess we're going to say it until we actually do it. They did it second half. The first half, I think Mississippi State was like 4 out of 5 on third down. Second half, it was maybe like 1 out of 8 or whatever it was. I don't have the number in front of me, but it was that's what Auburn's got to do. If you get – it's understandable, Jay. If it's 3rd and 2, okay, teams are going to get some first downs off of that. But Auburn's been having people in 3rd and long, and they've been completing in the 3rd down passes or whatever, runs, whatever they were. And moving the chains, and that's if we're going to get better to where we can compete against some of the teams we got left on the schedule, we got to do it now.
Yeah,
starting Saturday. Agreed. I'm going to go, Jay. I've got to eat a little bit of crow. Yeah, that's right, Jay. Because again, I picked Auburn to win over Mississippi State, but and I'm going to pick Auburn over San Jose State, because if I didn't, I'd probably just have to shut the show down. I don't know what I'm – I'm going to say Auburn. I'm just tempted because I've lost, confidence in our ability to not make mistakes and stuff. But, Jay, honestly, we ought to score at least 40 points. I'll say Auburn 38, San Jose State 24. And that's closer than it really ought to be, but the way things are going. But hopefully, even if it's that close, you see some guys getting – some of these freshmen on defense getting more and more experience and really at some point making that next step, you know, step up. So
yeah, I'd like to see us score that much.
Yeah, I mean, we really need to. If for Auburn to be Auburn and really for Gus to be Gus, the offense has got to be a little bit tougher to stop than what we've been so far. So so we beat – hopefully we beat San Jose State, and then, of course, we'll come back in a week or so. We'll – everybody can – they'll be following the time on the website when we come back with our next show. We're not exactly sure because, again, like I say, we play this Saturday and we're off of Saturday, and then we play the following Thursday. Right. But anyway, that's pretty much it for Auburn for this week. And with San Jose State coming up, got a few games around the conference.
Let's hear it.
Now, before I get into the total SEC thing, this is helping me, Joe. I've got to have a beef of the week.
It's therapy.
Beef of the week.
All right. My beef of the week, again, Jay, is the knee-jerk reaction by a lot of Auburn people. And again, granted, the internet, Jay, opened up. It just opened up the door for every nutbag and malcontent, in the U.S. of A.
It's good old internet for you.
I mean, I've heard things like, hey, do you think Gus is in danger of losing his job? Jay, let me just share this with you. Coach Jordan, Ralph Shug Jordan, revered man. He was the first coach that was coaching Auburn when I was a kid, when I started following the Tigers.
Yeah, okay.
25 years, Jay, Coach Jordan won one SEC championship. One. And I love the man, and,
apparently everybody else does,
too. Yeah, that's right. But, in fact, they put his name up on the stadium. Well, if Gus Malzahn is in trouble, and I understand times have changed and coaches make a lot of money, and now, like I say, you got talk radio and ESPN, and you got this show, and you got all these shows. But if a guy that's had as good a record as Gus has can be in any kind of trouble at all, he won this. Here's the thing. He won one SEC championship in basically 2 years because this third year is still up for grabs, mathematically. So one SEC title in 2 years, one SEC title in 25. I mean, honestly, Jay, if they're even considering getting rid of Gus, they need to take Coach Jordan's name off the stadium. That's sacrilege. Hare Stadium. I mean, so – I'm just, and I know I say this about every other week, but I know I'm a different breed. I mean, I like people. I have faith in them. I stay with them. I also know a little bit about the history. I mean, Jay, and not to quote that team across the state, but I remember when I was a kid, Coach Bryant had back-to-back 6-5 seasons, and even back then, people were saying, well, it may be time, the game's passed. Coach Bryant and all this. Well, he installed the wishbone offense, and then they went on and they won 100 games in the 70s. I mean, by all indications, everything I've ever seen on Gus, he's the man. And, Auburn people need to let him have some time. Here's the thing, Jay. He tried to tell people. None of us, including myself, would listen to it. But he said, hey, we got a new center. We had a guy 4 years, Reese Dismukes. He went pro. Nick Marshall. I think everybody that didn't know how good Nick Marshall was, they realize it now.
Yeah.
But Nick's gone. Cameron Artis Payne, at least the last time I looked, he was in the Carolina Panthers organization. But and even though Peyton Barber's done great. But, and then defensively we lost some people. So, we've got new guys. They're talented, but they were new. Now, that doesn't necessarily explain, and this is where the people, I think, where their beef started was, the Jacksonville State no matter what. And you probably should beat them not in overtime.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. And probably I think the other thing that's been hurting Auburn the last few years is when we've lost, like to LSU, and just gotten trounced. See, that's killing Auburn people. And I get that. The game Saturday against Mississippi State, I mean, that's – and again, there's no moral victories at Auburn, but that's the kind of game you want to have a chance to the very end, and you can almost look back and say, we should have won. You know, we need to be competitive in every football game, and that's what Auburn people have always – you know, we've always been competitive, and I think that's what gets people. But anyway, so that's my beef of the week. But now I understand that speaking of this beef of the week, we had a caller.
Yeah, we've had a caller
took call exception.
In. Yeah,
she's
kind of upset about it. Actually, I got the call right here. You want to hear?
Well, yeah. So let's play. This is what we have to kind of endure here at AUFans.com.
You guys are just overemphasizing beef. What about talking about chickens or pork of the week? Why is it always beef of the week? How about the platypus of the week? Gazelles, rhinoceroses, three-toed sloths, anything but beef. You're ganging up on the poor cows of the world. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Wow. I'll tell you, Jay. See, that's what the average AU fan out there, they don't understand the kind of pressure we're under. Even
I hope that's not the average fan.
I think most of our fans don't realize that's what we're here at AU fans, right. What we're having to put up with. I mean, yep. I don't know if she's from PETA. You think maybe PETA?
Maybe so. She didn't indicate.
Well, I just hope maybe the next GOP debate that somebody will address, you know, that kind of thing, and take it off my back. Come on. Well, anyway.
All right. What else we got?
Well, let's see. We got to briefly talk about the SEC, mm-hmm. and some more Crow. I think is in my food because I picked Tennessee to beat Florida, Jay. and I also picked. Let's see, who was – oh, I picked Missouri to go into Kentucky.
Oh.
And, of course, the big crow was, Auburn. I picked us to beat Mississippi State.
Oh, that's the biggest one of them all.
Well, I'll tell you this, though, Jay. The one thing I was glad
– one more.
That
there you go.
Hey, I guess the best part about the game, though, at least – cowbells. There was no cowbells. Now I understand from a source that there was an Auburn guy coming back from the ball game Saturday night, and he stopped off at a convenience store.
Yeah,
had to get some gas.
And
I tell you what, Jay, you just you don't know what's going to happen, but I think we may have a clip from it was sent to us about it was a little incident happened at a somewhere. I don't know if it was Lochapoca or it was somewhere closer to Mississippi where this guy was going. But play that clip about that encounter.
All right, here you go.
Howdy, neighbor. Come on in and welcome to Smith's General Store.
Thank you, sir.
You look kind of beat, kid. Are you okay? Can I get you some water or something?
Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm just driving home from the game over at Jordan-Hare Stadium. The Tigers got beat again, you know. Mississippi State got us this time.
Yeah, that does happen.
At least we didn't have to put up with any of those stinking cowbells.
All right, cowbells.
Excuse me.
All right, kid, I need you to hold on just a second there. Let me take care of this guy, and you can tell me some more. I'll be right back. Now, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, it's like this, old-timer. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, right. Cowbells.
No!
Wait. I wanted to hear more about those, what were we talking about?
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this week, Jay, who would have... I mean, it started out with, I mean, people, I mean, about to leap off of buildings, and you got people complaining about
beef and chicken or whatever.
And then this poor guy had that run in at that encounter there at the convenience store. I tell you what, this show is getting it's getting tough to do, Jay. And I mean, and we got to start winning. I mean, that'll make all these stories.
I would think that would be priority number one. I would think.
Well, and I got a feeling with some more wins, some of these stories would go away. I don't know why. That's just a thought I had.
That might be just what our listeners need is all that to go away.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Good luck with that, folks. Well, anyway, real briefly, Jay, the SEC report in probably one of the most, I don't know how it was, stunning, I guess, comebacks, the Gators beat Tennessee, earning Florida the team of the week. I mean, the Gators are down 2 touchdowns inside 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, 13 points. Yes. That's important because Florida wins by one. But and then... unbelievably, Jay, on a 4th and 14, game on the line, you're thinking, well, if they get the first down, they still got to, you know, Tennessee's still going to have to hold them out. Well, I mean, the guy goes whatever it was, 60 yards, whatever, for the touchdown. And incredibly, then they miss a field goal on the last play of the game that was there, Jay. I mean, yeah. This Tennessee guy, I mean, he nailed it, but he misses it by like 8 inches. It's crazy. But that earned Florida the team of the week.
Mm, there you go.
And unfortunately, Tennessee is the goat of the week. Now, Georgia beats Southern. Like I had said earlier, Kentucky beat Missouri at home. Big win for the Cats at home. South Carolina beat Central Florida. Oddly enough, Jay, Ole Miss barely gets by Vandy. I mean, it was 13-13 in the second half, I believe, and Vandy had the ball at one time. So, I mean, I know Ole Miss was flat after playing the Tide, but
they was just tired.
They would give out.
They was. Them boys was beat. That's all.
I don't know what Vandy was doing, but again, Vandy did lose. Bama took care of La Monroe. I understand. Of course, defensively, La Monroe didn't score. So, I mean, that's about as good as you can do it on defense. I think there were some Alabama folks that might have been a little less than thrilled with the offensive performance. That'll have to get straightened out this week. We'll talk about that in a second. In a game that was closer, I think, than a lot of people thought, and this was almost another crow-eating experience, but Texas A&M in overtime took the slopped-up Pigs 28-21, and that game was played in Arlington. And then LSU traveled to Syracuse, New York, in the dome up there. And Leonard Fournette, he put another game under his belt toward the Heisman, and they won 34-24. Wow. I watched a good bit of that game, Jay. You know, it was pretty much a 34-17 type game. Syracuse stuck in a touchdown late, but I still thought LSU looked pretty good. Now, this week, some of the big games in the conference. Ole Miss, Jay, goes to the Swamp and plays the undefeated Rebels play the undefeated Gators. I'm going with Ole Miss 31-17. Jay, I still think seeing Ole Miss, they're still one of the better teams I've seen in the conference.
Okay.
I've got UK beating Eastern Kentucky in your upset special. I'm picking the Gamecocks, oddly enough, of South Carolina to go in and upset Missouri. Missouri's offense is just – if South Carolina can get well on defense, they'll get well this week with Missouri. I've got Tennessee barely in a squeaker over the Arkansas Razorbacks. I would have had Tennessee up by 2 touchdowns, 10 points a week ago, but I don't know what's going to be left of Tennessee mentally. And Arkansas, I watched them. They got a pretty good team, better than what they've shown. I've got MTSU beating poor old Vandy. LSU will beat Eastern Michigan. In another great, great game, Jay, I'm going to give Texas A&M a 28-24 edge over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I wanted, but that game's in College Station. And finally, Jay, the big game of the week in the SEC, Georgia and Bama. I'm just going to say Georgia 24, Bama 17, Jay. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think Alabama still got some issues at quarterback. Georgia's defense is really, really good, playing between the hedges. I'm 24-17. That may be a little bit low for both sides, but I think the Dogs are going to nip the tide over there. And of course, that pretty much wraps up this week's show, Jay. I'm hoping. Come on, Auburn Tigers. We've got to win homecoming, and we got to get enough. It's got to be good enough so that we got some momentum going up to Lexington, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Jay, I appreciate it. Enjoyed it. War Eagle.
All right.
It's a whole lot more fun, though, when you win, isn't it?
Woo! And it will be.
Brother.
I've got confidence on my side here. Here we go.
Jay.
I'm ready to win the next how many ever.
I like your confidence, Jay, and if that doesn't work out like that, I'll be sure to tell all our listeners your email address. So,
yeah. All right. But anyway, good. Well, War Eagle,
and we'll be back soon to talk about San Jose State and look forward to the Kentucky game. Not exactly sure when that show will be coming to you, but it'll be to you before. Thursday, I think that's October 15th.
Something like that. And, hey, now you can catch us on iTunes. So,
wow, okay.
Check us out, everybody.
iTunes. All right, War Eagle.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!